A busload of Oslo city dwellers arrives at a farm about an hour's drive out of the Norwegian capital. They're all members of Kooperativet, a cooperative set up 2 years ago by a group of food enthusiasts to connect consumers with small-scale farmers and their food.
My name is Helena Austvoll. I'm a member of the board in Kooperativet, and I've also been one of the co-founders. All of us who started it have a great interest in food issues and saw that the standard food market didn't satisfy neither the consumer nor the farmer. So we wanted to start something that both gave a value to us who eat the food, but maybe most importantly gave an economical value to the farmers.
Their idea was simple, and it has worked a treat, explains Helena.
So every second week you can order a vegetable bag. And after 2 weeks then you pick it up at your place of pickup. We have three different places in Oslo. You bring your empty Kooperativet bag and you switch it with the full one. But we actually didn't think that it would be that successful, because you actually have to both pick your bag up yourself and you have to be a part of the whole packing process. It's a part of the whole concept that you have to participate at least twice a year packing the bags.
Around 20 farms are now part of the scheme, providing seasonal produce to the cooperative members. Every so often, some of them travel out to one of the farms to help out and to see for themselves where their food comes from. Today, they've come to Lislerud Farm, a small holding south of Oslo.
Could you explain what you're doing right now here?
Yeah, I'm trying to plant some salad.
Nurtila Kurai is crouched over a tray of small shoots of lettuce in the farm's small greenhouse.
I wanted to get out of the office, and then I'm really into food because I work with food and environmental law. So I wanted to see something in practice instead of on paper.
What made you become a member of the cooperative?
Because I really believe in organic food, and I think that organic food is the only way to feed the planet in the future. And I'm happy we got the chance to be part of it in Oslo.
Getting your hands dirty is definitely the way to go.
It's wonderful. I mean, this is not dirty, I think. Pollution and gasoline and fuel, that's dirty.
And what's your name?
Birgitte Mandelid. I've been a part of it since the beginning. I don't know, I think it's just amazing to have a way of not having to buy all your food from the grocery store. They don't really have that much local food or organic food. And also that I don't really feel like I want to spend all my money supporting the 10 richest men in Norway.
You're talking about the people who own the chain stores.
I would prefer to give my money to the farmers who actually work producing the food instead of some millionaire somewhere who's just making a profit from farmers who don't really make that much money.
There are four main food retail chains in Norway. In 2011, a government-appointed commission concluded they had too much power over pricing and distribution to the detriment of both consumers and farmers. Since then, little has changed. As a result, consumer-led organisations like the Oslo Cooperative look set to increase in popularity, thinks Helena Austvoll.
We offer fair prices in cooperation with the farmers. We ask them, how much is the carrot? They ask back, I don't know, what do you think? So we bring up a lot of different interesting aspects and discussions in the open dialogue with the farmers, and together create the system that's good for both of us.
When the cooperative started out 2 years ago, they had to cap membership at 400 to be able to deal with demand. Since then, they've extended the number of farms they buy from and now count some 1,700 members.
How do you see this growing? Because obviously it can't replace industrial farming, at least not in the near future. What's the value of this rather small-scale initiative?
The value is that we actually represent an option for a lot of farmers. And there's a lot of different alternative distribution channels popping up, like farmers market and now this cooperative and different things. So altogether, I think they actually represent an alternative for a lot of consumers and farmers.
The success of the Oslo cooperative has created interest elsewhere in Norway. Similar schemes are already operating in two other cities. Lars Bevanger, DW, at Lisleru Farm, south of Oslo.